Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonnarelli from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about 27 Times Cinema initiatives. And to do that, we are joined by Amalia Mititelu, yes, who is the Romanian ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema edition. Welcome to Fred, Amalia.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. And first of all, I want to ask you, why did you apply for this initiative, this project, who is a European project? And so why and how?
Well, so my local cinema theater, which is like the one I go for seeing all the art house films, has posted on Facebook this information about this competition. And when I heard that it's about going to Venice and being part of a jury, I immediately thought it's like
amazing opportunity.
I would love it. And so
luckily we are here.
Luckily I am here and the festival is happening, so I'm very happy for that. So, yeah, I started making this film, which was requested, with the theme of what does cinema mean to you? And, yeah, then I was super happy to be accepted here.
And what does cinema means to you?
Well, for me, cinema is a big part of my life. I work in cinema, so for me, like, from the beginning, when I started seeing art cinema, I really wanted to be part of it, part of working in it. And also, I love going to festivals and seeing new art films and seeing diverse films from all over the world. So, yeah, for me, it's very important, this medium.
And are you studying cinema as well or not?
No, so I have finished studying production design,
mm-hmm.
and I have started working, so now I'm working for almost 3 years.
Okay, so I read on your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is Céline or et Julie Van en Bitton.
Yeah.
So, sorry for my French. Okay.
Okay.
By Jacques Rivette.
Yeah.
And why do you like this film? And
well, I really like this film because it's the first art house film that I have seen, and besides, like, I only have seen sort of mainstream cinema, and I already knew the language that was used there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw this film, which was so strange and like so so intriguing, I realized what the potential of cinema is. And I immediately thought like that it's much more than just films you see in like blockbuster films.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that made me look up much more international films. And I really wanted to see more diverse films and more films that have a different narrative from what we used to see in mainstream cinemas.
Yes, it's something that you can find in independent films, you know. And mm-hmm. what's the situation of independent cinema in your own country?
I think the situation is there are a lot of good films and a lot of good filmmakers, and I really like that. Besides the Romanian New Wave that was very, very well received in the past few years in Cannes and also internationally, now there are a lot of new voices and a lot of new films that get to go to Berlinale and mm-hmm. To Karlovy, for example. And I really like to see what new films are made in Romania, because there is also always something new and something interesting. For example, there is a director, Radu Jude, mm-hmm. who now makes films and he uses archive footage. So that is like really interesting way of seeing that every moving image can be cinema.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you, Amalia, for sharing your experience with us as a Romanian ambassador for the 27 Times Cinema this year in Venice at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.